Winnipeg, good morning. It's fantastic Friday. Time for the best and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
And it is we who will be badding it up right up until 8 o'clock. Look out, look out. We're going to reach our goal.
He's a star walker, don't drink no wine. Hey, 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 hey. Wolf Rider, she's a friend of yours. You've seen her opening doors. She's a history turner, she's a sweet grass burner, and a dog soldier. Hey, 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 hey. Holy light, guard the night. Pray on your medicine song. Go straight dealer, you're a spirit healer. Keep going on. Hey, 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 hey. Lightning woman, thunder child, star soldiers, one and all. Oh, sisters, brothers, and all together. Oh, aim straight, stand tall.
No one.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, the party start down here at CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. We situated here at the University of Winnipeg, 515 Portage Avenue, and we are up at the 4.5 floor of Manitoba Centennial Hallway. Look out, look out. We in fundraising mode, and we also in Black History Month, Black African History Month affair. We go in and we come in there. You'll be hearing from Princess Chim Solam this morning. She bringing an original piece. And you'll also be hearing from Abraham. Look out. Hallelujah. We're looking to make up everything to make sure we can make that with that goal that is set for us. $60,000 for the station itself. And we have our own personal goals that we have to meet. Look out. Look out. We come in hard. We come in neat. And we sure everything we can beat.
Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
Talking about the grand entry for the reorientation of Leonard Peltier into his community.
democracynow.org/give. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. And we turn now to an issue and a story we've been covering for all 29 years. We turn to Leonard Peltier. Today, I am finally free. They may have imprisoned me, but they never took my spirit. Those were the words of Leonard Peltier, the longtime political prisoner and Indigenous activist who's been released from prison after spending nearly half a century behind bars for a crime he says he did not commit. On Tuesday morning, Leonard Peltier walked out of a federal prison in Florida a month after President Biden granted him clemency. The 80-year-old Peltier will now serve the remainder of his life sentence in home confinement. For decades, he's maintained his innocence over the 1975 killing of two FBI agents in a shootout on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. On Tuesday, Leonard Peltier briefly spoke after his release. You have to listen carefully. There are a lot of voices.
We are not going to give up. We're going to win. We've been winning. We're going to continue to win. We're gonna stick together. We're gonna unite. As it is right now, we've been united all through indigenous countries, and we're gonna fight back. We're gonna continue until we are a free nation. I gave 50 years for that. And I'm gonna give the rest of my life. They have not broken me. I am not broken.
After Leonard Peltier was released from the Coleman prison in Florida, he flew back to North Dakota, where he'll live on the tribal homelands of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians. Supporters greeted him as he landed in North Dakota.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
The Big Bang was a black woman. I know because, despite her evidence, she is caged and questioned. I know because she quietly waited, allowing for time and space to fall perfectly into place before she made suns under pressure. I know because when she awoke, she blew stardust from her fingertips to illuminate any darkness and sprinkled life like rain, not caring what it looked like or on which part it landed. I know she was a black woman because she took her time growing. She started as a singularity and spread to cosmos. She reached the ends of the universe and kept on going. God is a black woman. Because she convinced inconsequential beings of their magnificence. Because she gave man consciousness and watched him callously misplace credit, yet she is undeterred by her denial of her, for she knows she exists in your steps and sits comfortably in the past, aware she consumes every piece of your present. This woman is humble with her power, but urges you not to forget that she painted a never-ending universe, and when finished, went back and sculpted depth within it. She placed planets into nothingness, from mystery grew dimension. I hope you know that nature is a black woman. Because she knows that you do not address her properly, but remain silent. She understands that smoke is rarely seen before it bellows to the highest cloud, that the trees of the rainforest will be cut down until the moment you are under-oxygenated. She knows you will bite the hand that feeds you soft enough to convince yourself it is just a kiss, and you will simply band-aid bleeding wounds until they consider infection. You will dismantle and destroy her until her absence affects you. I hope you know that black women are creation, the mother of everything that exists. You poke holes in her womb, not realizing you bloom within it. But when she has had enough of your torment, when her patience wears thin, maybe she will walk away. Maybe her love will end. Maybe this time she will let you be born into darkness, and maybe this time she will refuse to breathe light into it.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Star And so you're still listening to Fantastic Friday here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is our last Fun Drive show. Fun Drive officially ends today, of course. You can always donate any time of year. 90% of our donations do come in at this time, though, as we're doing this drive, and we really appreciate it. I'm going to get a list as soon as we have our next phone captain in here, and I want to thank all of our generous donors that have already contributed. And we are dreaming of hitting that $60,000 goal, so if you haven't yet donated, please head online to fundrive.ckuw.ca. Pick that pledge level. Start at $35. Go on up from there. Take advantage of those payment plans. We'll talk all about it a little bit more as the show goes on. Still graving your kids.
Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams.
Oh my goodness sake. Ow! Kitchi, kitchi, ya, ya, da, da. Heel, ya, ya. Kitchi, kitchi, ya, ya, here. Ow! Mocha, chocolata, ya, ya. Your lady mama la. Lady mama la. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir.
Wonder of the ages, Ivory and Steel, Winifred Act 12, and the Pan Am North Stars, the Devil. Songs of the Steel Band with the piano. Trinidad born Winifred Atwell, one of the greatest piano players in the world, together with the Pan Am North Stars. The emergence of the Steel Band. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
And we will make our goal. We're listening for you. 204-774.
You salty ass bitches giving Larry. Bad gal Dutchie, call her Michael Larry. Yeah, you hoes is funny. You should do comedy. Leave your ass leaking, looking like my mom's. I don't know, is she gonna go crazy? Is she gonna go crazy? Everybody wanted to know what Dolce would do if she didn't win. I guess we'll never. Stepped up the swamp to the motherfucking stage. Cut my mic off cause I'm about to misbehave. Will she ever lose, man? I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never. I hopped up the swamp, gave the bitch props. Don't she break the bend, don't she whip pop. Will she ever lose, man? I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never. I guess we'll never know. Guess we'll never see the day that don't she crown falls. Guess you'll never live to see the day that don't she loses. Don't she don't win on these, don't she mute in. Don't you don't critique or seek improvement. Right now is my time, my moment. Thank you to my swamp and thank you God I was broke. I thanks you God, I thank you to Top God Entertainment. Ooh, Top Dog Entertainment. Scissor Zay, Moose and the hating ass stands. Mommy, Blake High School and all the bitches I surpassed. I knew it. Tonight we popping bottles, fucking hoes and forgetting our name. To the audience wondering how it feels to be famous. I guess you'll never step up the swamp to the motherfucking stage. Cut my mic off cause I'm about to misbehave. Ever lose, man, I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never. These bitches can't be half of me. Thanks to my anatomy. Showing up an hour late like thanks to the academy. Now I understand why they mad at me and hate on my anatomy. It's cause I look good from the balcony. I look good from the nosebleeds, bitch. If you offended, you ain't know me, bitch. That ain't OG, that's the OG, sis. I look good from the nosebleeds, bitch.
I've been at a place where it was hard as it could get. If you never suffer, you can never tell me shit. And I could have a million and still would hit the lick. Lifestyle, nigga, this my lifestyle. Guess you'll never know.
Hello, papi, mais qui bazar? J'entends des bails à 300 morts. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es ta rêve. Mais comment ça? Le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on serait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja.
Oh, dja dja.
Y'a pas moyen, dja dja.
We are going with mine.
J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Tu penses à moi, je pense à faire de l'argent. Je suis pas ta daronne, je te fais pas la morale. Tu parles sur moi, ya air, crache encore, ya air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Tu jouais
all the way from Mali.
Dans son Akamura,
trying to make it up in the front line.
Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir.
Yeah,
tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès.
We bring
putain,
this to you.
Mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja.
Yes, Ras, be quiet, Prince Ubona, Princess Tim Solem, Queen Victoria, Dr. T, and John, who's here but never here, but always here at the crucial times, editorially, Princess Rachel, and always there to make sure we on loud and clear, Princess Katrine, Look out for Princess Tim Solem, she's coming up.
Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Non, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. Ouais, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça.
Echo woman.
So full of self in your face.
The
queen of the poetry. Lillian Allen.
Heartbeat, love, God, holy power, and I'll let it find you.
Hi, I'm Dale Rufus, and you're listening to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9, my favorite Friday morning wake-up show.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and our uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
About the issue. They just pick up the phone and ask advice. Is there a senator out in Indian country? Is there some darling of some energy company? Is every Canadian getting rich off every reservation? I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. You got your corporations and federal banks. They send in army tanks. That ain't right. It's reality. War and greed.
blessed greetings to the Aboriginal community.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I've got to clean it up. Everybody sing. Oh my goodness, look at this mess.
Sweet
I'm
honey
the
in
one
Europe.
Who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Tell me why now. There's a puzzle piece under the chair. And the comb for my new doll's hair. The race cars that I love to share.
I just want to take this opportunity to encourage everyone as you're waking up to maybe make the first thing you do today is hopping online to ckuw.fundrive.ca, or is it fundrive.ckuw.ca? I think that's the one. You can also do ckuw.ca/donate. As you've heard so far this morning, we are bringing you a variety of music. This is not a mix you're going to find on a mainstream radio station. Like Rico said, we've got Sweet Honey in the Rock right now. You've heard from Lillian Allen and Faith Nolan just before that. Even earlier, we're throwing it back with Winifred Atwell and the Pan Am North Stars. Like, it's just such a good mix, and it's so much fun to be able to curate this playlist, and it's definitely a labor of love every week. So please show us that you appreciate it. Head online, make that donation. Help us get to that $60,000 goal. Patrick was saying earlier, we need about $1,000 an hour to hit it. And I too believe that we can get there. I have a lot of faith in our listeners, in our community, and I'm so excited to hear that phone ringing. In I guess about half an hour, we're going to have a phone captain here to open the lines. So for now, you can just head online, fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Oh, hold the money in your pocket until we get online and Captain will take your pledge.
Put all my toys back.
We say that you have to do that. We're not beating you up to do it, you know. We're encouraging you to do it.
I'm so proud of myself.
Look out, look out.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it.
Hello, this is Mahmood from CKUW with Fantastic Friday. I wish you to tune in every Friday to wish yourself a fantastic Friday, because it's an awesome day and you should love yourself.
Gay desperados. They are perennial winners and they're always badass. I bring in you some steel bands. I'm giving you 4 steel bands now, first of all. You'll enjoy them.
Watch out, the king, the boat, and the queen, I come out, patch out, they are spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, so watch out. Adam Mercy, watch me now. It name, murder me, wrote, and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date, me and the queen in a day park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call on me to over me, man, a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pay rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it.
Stay tuned.
Well, hear this? Yeah, man, yeah, man.
Think you where you come from? As long as you're a black man,
a black woman, or a black child.
No mind your nationality, you have got the identity
and perspicacity.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
because it really, really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa is a sister called Princess Chinsolam. Ilo Bedi. Ilo Debe. Love and kindness. We're looking out for you. We're going to hear the things that you have. She's bringing an original piece, so I couldn't give you much about it. Chinsolam? Good morning, Chinsolam.
Because if you come from Trinidad,
we believe that she's amazing. If you come from Trinidad, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Why do
at the tone, please record your message.
Everybody don't answer the phone. Very irritating.
So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African.
Yeah,
no mind your complexion, there is no rejection, you're an African. Cause if your flexion high, 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 if your flexion low, and if your flexion in mid,
it don't matter, because all that is diversity within the black slash African community.
So don't you where you come from,
telling you,
as long as you're a black man,
black woman or black child, we having no trouble getting people on this morning. Well, as usual, like people don't like to answer their phone early in the morning.
Cause if you go to the Catholic, you are an African. And if you go to the Methodist, you are an African. And if you go to the Church of God, you're an African.
But just remember,
so don't you where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African.
Yeah, man. Tell them I touch.
No mind your nationality, have got the identity
and perspicacity.
I'm not able to answer the phone.
And if you're from these days,
all right, Nimi told Simo.
And if you come from Bronx, you are an African. And if you come from Brooklyn, you are an African. And if you come from Queens, you are an African. And if you come from Manhattan,
you can't get either of them, eh? So play some Afuana after. We had two people on for this morning, but none of them are answering their phones. So we in trouble. We have to make sure we have something to keep going. Here comes Afua.
All right. I don't care if your nanny was black, or you ate grits for breakfast every morning, and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black because Michael Griffiths is dead, killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by four white cops who are still out on the street, and Donald Trump takes out a three-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of six black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I
hey,
don't
good morning.
Care if you're not.
How are you today?
Good morning, Catherine. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Yeah, just excited to be here for Fun Drive, nice and early.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to talk to you. Why you wouldn't
answer? I'm excited to talk to you guys too.
Why weren't you? Why weren't you answering your phone? We had to call and call it.
Excuse me, I was waiting by this one for 10 minutes. Stepped away for 2. I think you know, I've been doing pretty well.
That you're boasting okay, to yourself. You're beating.
But I'm here now.
You're beating your
yes,
own
that
chest.
That is what counts. Thank you for joining us.
You're beating your own chest, but you have to go through this argument. Okay, good morning, Tim Sulam. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Long
good
time,
to
the station.
Hear all your voices.
Yeah, it's a long time, the station, and other people listening in haven't heard you. What do you have for us this morning?
You know, we're in Black History Month. You know, it's an honor to be back on the show, just to give a taste of the African Women in History segment. You know, I wanted to open the segment today with a lesser known but still impactful individual who is a reminder of pursuing your dreams, no matter how outlandish it might seem, and staying true to your values in the face of societal pressures. So I'm going to be talking about the wonderful Bessie Coleman. She was born January 26, 1892, in Atlanta, Texas, to a family of sharecroppers. She was the 10th of 13 children. Her father, George Coleman, was of African-American and Native American descent, and her mother was African-American. And the family faced extreme poverty. Bessie often had to walk miles to school while juggling farm work. But despite these hardships, she was an excellent student, excelling in math and reading. So at 23, Coleman moved to Chicago. She joined her brothers, worked as a manicurist. She became fascinated by aviation after hearing her brothers, who had served in World War I, talk about how women in France could become pilots. This sparked her dream of flying, despite the fact that no flight schools in the U.S. would accept Black or female students at the time. Determined to fly, Coleman sought the advice from Robert Abbott, the publisher of the Chicago Defender, a prominent Black newspaper. He encouraged her to go to France, where aviation schools are more open to women and to people of color. And to fund her journey, Coleman worked multiple jobs, including as a manicurist and restaurant manager. With financial support from Abbott and a Black-owned bank, she traveled to France in 1920, and enrolled at the Caudron Brothers School of Aviation in Le Courtois. So she trained in a Newport 82 biplane, mastering tricky maneuvers, including tail spins and loops. On June 15, 1921, Bessie Coleman earned her international pilot's license, making her the first African-American and Native American woman to become a licensed pilot. She returned to the States in 1922, she found that commercial aviation was still closed to Black pilots. So to make a name for herself, she became a barnstormer. So that's a stunt pilot who performed daring aerial tricks. So she was nicknamed Queen Beth. She wowed audiences with loop-de-loops, figure eights, parachute jumps. She refused to perform at segregated events unless Black audiences were allowed entry. So her goal was not just fame, but it was also to inspire African-Americans to pursue aviation. She dreamed of opening a flight school for Black aviators, determined to break racial and gender barriers in aviation. And to further improve her skills, she returned to Europe in 1922 for advanced flight training in France, Germany, and the Netherlands. So on April 30th, 1926, while she was performing for an air show, Coleman took a flight test with her mechanic, William Wills. Wills was piloting the aircraft while Coleman was in the passenger seat. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so she could lean out to scout the terrain for her parachute jump. And unfortunately, the plane did malfunction midair due to a loose wrench in the engine, and it went into a tailspin. She was thrown from the plane at about 2,000 feet and died instantly upon impact. So Wills also died when the aircraft crashed. Her life was cut short at age 34, but, you know, her impact on aviation and civil rights was profound. In 1931, for example, the Black pilots honored her by establishing the Bessie Coleman Aero Club in Los Angeles. In 1977, a group of Black female pilots formed the Bessie Coleman Aviators Club in her honor. In 1995, the U.S. Postal Service issued a Bessie Coleman stamp to commemorate her achievements. Every year, pilots from around the country fly over her grave in Chicago to honor her legacy. So her story continues to inspire women and people of color to pursue careers in aviation. But she broke racial and gender barriers and proved that determination and courage could defy even the most daunting obstacles. So again, just something inspiring for the morning as we continue to think about the powerful sisters we have during Black History Month.
Wow. You rounded us off nicely because you left out one thing, that she was the first Black woman to probably die from the sky.
There you go.
That's on the lighter side, eh? That all of the stunt people were predominantly men, so anybody dying like that would be men. But she came right out of the sky. Thank you for bringing this, Princess Chim Solam. It's always good to know about those people, those pathfinders within our community who did things that are not set out in the general hypocrisy, but you don't hear about them unless we bring them out at given times. You might hear about the priest. Never mind. Let me don't go in that area. I was going to tell you about you would hear about all those people who attribute a lot to Christianity, but have done nothing for our liberty and if you want to call it freedom. But love and kindness. And one of the beautiful things about this is also giving respect to Aboriginal people who are also part of this, because she was also a part Aboriginal. And blessed love and kindness. You call the name, and I'm not picking on you, I'm picking on a lot of people who like this African-American. There's nothing as an African-American, an African-Canadian. There's nothing as that. We are African peoples, or if you want to call the common name, we use Black peoples all over the place. But we were not made by America nor by Canada. And these people were enslaved brutally by them. And when we attach our names to them as being a splice of them, we're putting ourselves down. But I say this is not against you. This is against people who persist in using that and giving the wrong impression. She's an African American. No, she's an African woman.
I think it means different things for different people. Like, they choose to own that title for different reasons, right? I mean, in my mind, if I were to call myself African Canadian, to me the African comes first. So that's my first, I guess, pride or whatever you call it. The Canadian, that's something that came after. That's something that I now have ownership, I have some ownership too, because I've established something or some form of my identity.
Did you hear that?
I'm just saying, like, it means different things to different people, right?
We're back in the old Fantastic Friday, where we have nice discussions that don't end up in war, but end up... The people out there getting sore, but we're not getting sore because
they don't end up in war because we have to remind ourselves we're on the show here.
Exactly, and we are family.
There you go.
We're not enemies.
That's right.
And we ain't giving no dog whistles. We straight up, straight up. But I ain't no African American or no African Canadian. I'm principally anybody else call themselves them half a names when they don't actually. It assumes they had a big bacchanal about this, but we will get back to that another time. This had to do with a sportsman who say that Black people were made by the United States under slavery. They basically didn't exist before that, and that corrects that. Because that is what he was basing on. It's, well, they're African American, what we made of them when they get here. Otherwise, they couldn't have run so fast, or they couldn't this, that, the other, etc. I don't know if you ever heard that show, but that is one of the things that went on there. And, love and kindness. We expect you next week again. Will you be back next week again?
We'll see.
Oh, you don't like that?
I mean, remain in suspense.
I will remain in touch, but you know, you could always hide. You could always hide behind the phone like you do this morning. I mean, it's only 2 minutes. I was waiting for 10 minutes.
It was nice to talk to all of you.
No, me. No. Me. It's me.
I'm not here. I didn't hear Gunnar this morning. Is he on the show?
No. He's way in your homeland.
Okay. That's why.
Okay.
And okay, then.
Yeah, blessed love to you, eh?
Yeah, thanks again so much, Jim, for coming on and bringing us that piece about Bessie Coleman there. It's always good to keep learning from these figures in history.
And you're Canadian-American, and you're Black-American, and you're African-Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah, the point is, aside from all that, it was still wonderful to hear from you, and we really appreciate you coming on and sharing.
Don't get
that
between me and my sister. We is how we fight from them. You should have listened to when she, her brother, Rachel, was here. Nice little fights, nice little arguments. And your love and kindness.
Yes. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye for now. Yeah, we continuing, and we still fundraising, you know. This was part of the fundraiser where we reach past and present performers, if you want to call it that. And we missed out on having her straight up this morning, but she was waiting for 10 minutes, and then she had to go away for 2 minutes. That's why we missed the call. But that happens when you're using that, if you want to call it blind, because she's not here with us.
I don't think we'll be able to get Ibrahim again this week. Of course, he is a regular on our show for anyone who's tuning in, especially for Fun Drive. Ibrahim usually brings us a perspective
on Sudan
from a Sudanese perspective, which is amazing to have. Honestly, I'm so glad that we have this section, this little half hour, about 30 minutes here in our day to have these conversations. I think I talked about it last week, how important it is to keep talking about it, like all the situations, all the state of the world. I know it's easy to get discouraged and to just feel very doom and gloom and everything's the worst and everything's awful. But that's not what we're going for here. Like, the reason we're bringing it up and talking about it and starting our day with it is just because it's important to stay connected and to stay aware of what's happening out there. There's no reason to get doomy about it. If anything, the more we talk about it, the better these situations get, the more eyes we have on it. And I really do love that we have this opportunity here on CKUW. I don't think this is an opportunity we would have on a lot of these mainstream stations, because, of course, when you have other, I'll say, corporate interests involved, you can be quite restricted on what can be said and what can't be said, and even just like what kind of frame you're allowed to talk about things in and the vocabulary you're allowed to use. And here on CKUW, we have this freedom, and the station understands how important it is to break away from the mainstream and to be an alternative news source in addition to the alternative music we play and all the great stuff coming on here. The spoken word shows and the journalism is just so great to have, and I'm so lucky. I feel so lucky to be a part of it, just here at the station, and bringing you a little bit here every Friday morning around 6:30 to 7. That's where you can find it on Fantastic Friday. I know there's plenty of other wonderful shows throughout the week that are doing stuff like that too. Even right after us here at 8 a.m., Mary Jane and the Wooden Spoons, you know, they're also having those discussions. So please support us in doing that and help us continue to do it, continue to be that source for alternative news and views, especially on issues and subjects that are being actively suppressed by the mainstream media. Like I said, please show us your support by going to fundrive.ckuw.ca. We should have the phone lines open soon here in a little bit.
Love and kindness. We're right there with you. And like we say, we're badding it up right up until 8 a.m. this morning. Coming up soon, we'll be getting straight up some reggae. We want to touch some of the top performers, the queens and the kings and them. And we would give you some of what they've had to offer over a long period of time. But it is still contemporary. It is still right there. Everything that they talk about and complain about just keeps on going and going. And most of it is because of our own support. We find ourselves supporting things that are contrary to our liberty and our freedom and our freeness, our being there, our everything. So it's we who have to take it. And when we develop the Stockholm syndrome, the whole group of people, or the whole race.
Hello, Rico.
The whole race.
What's this program all about?
If you're listening, you will
hear.
Come on,
come on. Play some music.
We're going to play some music, but right now I was just explaining what we do here with edutainment and why it is that we are so, exceptional at the station, and why the station is so exceptional within this milieu. Because here you can hear Caribbean music, especially targeted African music, especially targeted along the African and Black lines. Look out. Here we come.
Check out the real situation.
For yourself.
War against nation.
Actually, for yourself.
Where did it all begin?
Bob Marley.
When will it end? Well, it seemed like total destruction, the only solution. And there ain't no use, no one can stop her now. Ain't no use, nobody can stop them now. Give them an inch, they take them, yard. My yard, it take a mile.